Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi, you guys, and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. If you're new around here, my name is Carolina. I'm your host, and I'm so excited that you are tuning in for today's episode. This is a very exciting episode because we're going to be diving into topics related to manifestation. And so hopefully you're able to integrate some of the things that you learned today into your journey so that you can manifest amazing outcomes in your life, improve your energy, and overall just feel a little bit better. So on today's episode, what we're going to be talking about is the law of attraction and the law of detachment. And I actually am recording this episode because one of you guys messaged me on Instagram and asked me to dive into it, because most people are familiar with the law of attraction. That is the most popular law of the universe that people are aware of when it comes to manifestation. But there are actually, I believe, 10 or 12 different laws of the universe that play a part when you're trying to manifest different things into your life. And the law of detachment is one that is also incredibly important in the manifestation process, but it can be a little bit misunderstood, especially on how to tangibly apply it into your life. And I feel like there has been a lot of people on TikTok talking about this, you know, like, I don't chase, I attract vibes, or, you know, if they wanted to, they would, or the let them theory. And even though these are some of the keywords that people use when they're talking about the law of detachment on social media, I feel like they kind of take away from the true meaning and the true value of the law of detachment. So today we're going to really break it down and talk about the differences between the law of attraction and the law of detachment so that you can feel more empowered and that you can actually understand better how to apply it into your life and how to see results when it comes to your manifestations. So with all of that said, I'll see you guys on the other side, and let's get growing. All right, you guys, let's dive into the law of attraction and the law of detachment. And we're going to start out with the law of attraction first, just so that we can get really, really clear on what it is. And then we're going to compare it and contrast it to the law of detachment. And then we're also going to dive into the law of detachment and how you can apply that one specifically. Okay, so let's start out with the law of attraction. And I was doing some research before recording this episode, and I found an article that was talking about how the law of attraction is actually connected to one of Einstein's most famous equations, which is E equals mc squared. And ultimately, what this equation means is that energy is the basis of everything in the universe, and that everything that manifests in the physical realm, in the physical universe that we live in, does so by a process of energies that are being drawn together. And so that's really interesting, right? And I think it's super true when you think about life, right? Everything is energy. You can enter into a room and instantly feel the energy of that room most of the times if you're paying attention. You can also start to be more aware of your own energy. How do you feel when you're talking? How do you wake up? How do you live your life? And all of that creates the energy that you emanate and the energy that you are in, right? And so this whole concept of the law of attraction is that you are in control of your energetic field, and there are different ways for you to live your life. And depending on how you choose to live your life, you're going to put yourself in a different vibrational frequency. And basically, by changing your vibrational frequency with intention, with a purpose, you're able to create change in your outer world, in the things that you call in the things that you manifest into your life. Ultimately, it's just this whole concept that it starts within. And that's why I feel like the law of attraction and just manifestation in general ties in so closely with inner growth, because that's it, right? It starts internally. It starts with your relationship to yourself. It starts with your beliefs. It starts with your mindset. It starts with your thoughts and with the feelings that are created from those thoughts. And so anything that comes from your inner realm and your inner world will be manifested in your outer world, because it's going to change what you are attracting into your life, because like attracts like. So let's just use an example here, right? Let's say that you are feeling really in your head, you're feeling like a victim of your life. You're feeling like everything is happening to you. Nothing ever works out. Things are always going badly. Life just feels really hard, and you feel like you're blaming things or people or situations more frequently for how you feel. So you're like, well, it's that person's fault that I'm feeling this way, or I'm in this situation and I can't do anything about it, and so I'm just going to sit here and mope, or I'm just going to sit here and be sad about it. And you're in this loop of victimization. Or let's say you're just complaining all of the time, and you're just focusing on the negative, right? You're just in that negative headspace where all you're able to spot around you is the negativity, is the things that aren't working out, it's how you're failing, it's how you're being a bad person, it's how other people suck or treat you poorly. Or maybe you're focused on revenge and you're just like, I need to get back at this person. This person made me feel so horrible. I'm gonna go and treat her or him badly because of it. And you let yourself get caught up in this energy. Now, what happens, again, like attracts like, when you put yourself in this vibration mentally and energetically, when all that you're able to focus on is victimization, it's revenge, it's complaining, it's negativity, it's going to be harder for you to match energetically with the energy of abundance, of kindness, of joy, of optimism, of money even, or any of those things, or love, because you are not putting yourself in that energy. And so if you're able to change your vibrational output through changing your perspective, your attitude, your words that you use when you're talking or thinking or writing, or the thoughts that you have, like starting to observe the negative thoughts and catching them in the moment and replacing them with more positive thoughts. If you start doing all of these things, you will change your energy. You will feel better. And so that's why the power of mindset is so real, because when you start changing your mindset and you start changing the way in which you see things around you and the way in which you appreciate the things that you have and the way you speak about things and people and the thoughts that you have, for example, replacing thoughts of complaining with thoughts of gratitude, because you know, you can have a bad day, but that doesn't mean you have a bad life. And if you're able to start finding these micro moments of joy and amplifying them and amplifying your gratitude and amplifying your mindset when it comes to positive thoughts, you will change your outer environment as well. You will start to call in more aligned things with that energy. So as a very, very condensed definition, the law of attraction is just this idea that your thoughts, your energy, and your beliefs and emotions create your reality. And by changing your vibrational output, you will therefore change the things that you call in. Now, I just have to make a quick side note about the law of attraction, because I think sometimes people can get it twisted and they might take it to the extreme. So the first thing that's important to mention is that there's a difference between changing your thoughts to be more positive and being really intentional with what you want to create in your life and being realistic about it, but at the same time positive and abundant. There's a difference from that and just wishful thinking, right? There is an element of manifestation where it has to also be somewhat realistic, or maybe it has to feel like a few steps above what you are experiencing now. You can't go from like 0 to 100 with your manifestations, right? You can't be like, okay, I'm here, let's say, like struggling with a ton of debt, I'm unemployed, and I, you know, owe money on my car, and I'm gonna manifest that $1 million check is gonna come in my mail, and I'm gonna go be president of the country. Like, that's not realistic manifestation. But what you could do is you could, you know, start affirming to yourself, I will be debt free. I will manifest a job that helps me pay my bills and feel abundant. I will take care of my financial reality and feel empowered in this area of my life. And then you can go and you can talk to a financial advisor and you can start applying to jobs and you start taking action towards your goals. And once you start taking action towards those goals, you are aligning yourself with those goals energetically. And that's where the universe meets you. So the law of attraction also requires action. It requires that positive envisioning and a realistic intention for you to set out after, and then it requires you to start embodying the version of yourself that has those things. It requires you to start doing the things that that version of you would do. And once you start doing that, that's when you're aligning energetically with those manifestations, and that's where the like attracts like comes into play and it brings them into your life. And that is kind of a little summary on the law of attraction. I also have an episode of the podcast all about manifestation and like 5 steps to manifesting. And I would recommend going and listening to that episode if you haven't, because that episode might be a little bit more tangible on like how to manifest. But I recorded that episode like a little over a year ago. So if I can recap it, I would say that the most important steps in achieving any manifestation is, number one, tapping into gratitude first and foremost, is just being super aware of everything that is already good in your life. Because as I said, having a few bad days doesn't mean you have a bad life. And even in a bad day, there's still something you can find to be grateful for. So focusing on your gratitude practice as a first step to manifesting is really powerful, because you are putting yourself in that vibration of abundance just by taking note of things that are going well in your life. Then the second thing would be to set an intention. So get really clear on what it is that you want and why you want it. And I would recommend like writing it out or making a little vision board, but getting super clear on what it is that you want to attract or who you want to become. Then number three is visualizing, is getting into this mentality of, this is possible for me. This is something that I can achieve in my life. It is something that I see for myself, and visualize yourself living that reality. So again, vision boards apply here, or visualization meditations, and just actively being in this process of, I believe this is possible for me. And then number four would be to start taking aligned action, as we've talked about. And number five would be to surrender and let go of exactly how that thing is going to come into your life and exactly when it's going to come into your life, and stop trying to control every single little detail, because what you have control over is the what and the why. You don't really have control over when and how and where. And so that's where the law of detachment comes in. The law of detachment is this last little bit of the manifestation process. The law of detachment is this last little bit of the manifestation process, which is this process of surrendering and letting go. And I would say this is the hardest part of manifesting anything into our lives, because as humans, we like having certainty of things, right? We like knowing that things are going to happen for certain, and we might feel anxiety because we're trying to predict exactly how certain things are going to happen and trying to control outcomes and maybe even control situations or people. And I recently interviewed Mafe Ansuris on the podcast, and we did talk a little bit about detaching to attract and this process of realizing that it's okay to surrender. And who says that if you surrender and you stop trying to control everything, that things are not going to happen in an amazing way? Like, why do you believe that unless you are controlling something, the universe is not going to give it to you? And I thought that that was a really interesting way of putting this whole thing together, because that is exactly it, right? If you're able to detach, but at the same time trust, right? Trusting and letting go, then you're able to really tap into this relationship and this co-creative process with the universe, where you're like, universe, I trust you. And I know that I deserve my manifestations. I know that I am worthy of these things that I want. And I know that they're going to happen in the most aligned way. And I know that they're going to happen in its own timing. And that I'm going to be given things when I am ready for them. And therefore, that is why the process of you embodying your higher self and you taking aligned action, that's why it becomes so important at the same time, because you're also becoming the version of you that is ready to receive those manifestations. Because if something just poof comes into your life and you are not in the mindset and in the headspace and in the self-talk and in the self-concept to receive it and embody it and grow it once it comes into your life, it's not going to blossom into all that it could be. So that's why sometimes there is a little bit of a waiting period when it comes to manifestations. And that's why you also have to trust the process and keep going and not let yourself get discouraged if things don't happen right away. And that's why I say this is the hardest part of manifesting. And when we think about the law of detachment, I think the best way for you to start embodying this law in your life is to have this mentality of, it would be so great if this thing came into my life, but I know that no matter what, I am good. I know that no matter what, I am blessed. I know that no matter what, I have things to be grateful for. And it'd be totally awesome if that thing also came along, but either way, I'm grateful. And that is the energy of the law of detachment. That's when you master the law of detachment. And this is not easy by any means. And I feel this in so many ways in my life, but I'll give you guys a silly example. I feel this all of the time with posts on social media. And I've talked about this with other content creators as well. A lot of the times when you make a video and you spend hours and hours editing and planning and putting all this effort into the video for like a social media post like Instagram or TikTok, a lot of the times it flops. Like not that many people watch it or not that many people engage with it or it doesn't reach that many feeds. But then sometimes the silliest little videos that you just made in the spur of the moment and didn't put that much pressure on and made it because you were in a good energy and you were having fun, or you know, you post it and then you would just disconnect from your phone and you go live your life and you're just hanging out with people, then those videos go viral. But it's hard to like intentionally create this specific vibration where you're so detached, because in moments when I like make a post and then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna like go away from my phone, I'm not gonna check it, but then subconsciously I'm like still thinking about it, I'm like, I wonder if it did well, and then those usually also don't perform as well. And this is just like a silly little example, but I feel like this has happened in so many ways in my life where the law of detachment has played a part. You know, sometimes this has happened in my life when I just like would out loud be like, oh, I would love to work with Nike. And then I swear like 2 weeks later, I would get a deal with Nike. Or I would like post about a brand on my stories, genuinely about loving this brand, and be like, damn, like, imagine like working with this brand at some point in the future. And then boom, it would come into my life. And it would just be because I would be in this positive vibe and this abundant vibe of like, ooh, it would be so cool to work with this brand. Boof, like that's it. You know, I'm not like putting so much like intensity behind that. And I'm not like, I need to work with Nike. If not, like my life is not going to be complete. If not, I'm not going to be the most successful I could ever be. That's so much pressure. That's so much control. And so that's a really big part of the law of detachment, is just this ability of just not clinging to things and being in this surrendered state. That you're not like, I surrender, I give up. Like, that's not the energy. The energy is, I trust. Like, I know that I deserve this. I know it's going to come into my life and it would be amazing if it did. But I don't have to know when. I don't have to know exactly how. And I just would love to experience this. And I feel ready to experience this. And if it comes, amazing. And if it doesn't, I know something better is going to come in. That's the law of detachment right there. And ultimately, a big reason why the law of detachment is also important is that if you are trying to cling on to an idea or to a way that something is supposed to happen, an exact way or an exact how for a manifestation to play a part in your life, you are limiting the possibilities that the universe has to offer, because maybe that thing would come into your life in a way, way more interesting or more powerful or more awesome manner and timing, and it could be even better than what you were trying to call in exactly. That's why also being in this open mind and in this released and surrendered and trusting energy is so important, because you leave room for the universe to surprise you and you leave room for even better things to come in. And that's why I love the affirmation, this or something better, this or something better. You know, it's so powerful. That's also something I wanted to mention about the law of detachment. And then the last thing I wanted to say too is that when you become too attached, right? When you are in this controlling, overthinking, trying to predict exactly how something is going to happen energy, you're creating stress for yourself. You're creating anxiety for yourself. You're in your head. You're not able to tap into that openness, into that joy, into that gratitude, into that freedom. You get in the way of that vibration. And again, if we go back to the law of attraction, everything comes down to energy. Everything that is created in the physical realm manifests through a process of energies being drawn together, right? And so if you are clinging and anxious and controlling, what vibration are you going to be on? Not a very abundant and open one. And so that's going to lower your vibration, and that's going to get in the way of the things that you are possibly attracting in. And those are the main points I wanted to cover when it comes to the law of detachment. And I just want you to remember that if you're trying to call something into your life and it's not happening right away, or it's not happening exactly how you expected it to, or, you know, you were trying to come up with this exact step-by-step plan, release that. Release that control, release that need to know exactly how things are going to happen, because they're probably going to happen in a way better way if you let them, if you let the universe surprise you, if you let yourself surrender. And one last point about the law of detachment is that I also feel like it ties in so closely with feminine energy, because if we think about it, the law of attraction, it's way more masculine energy oriented, which is like getting super clear on what you want, taking aligned action, focusing on rewiring your thoughts, being super proactive about like your headspace and what you think about. But then the law of detachment is more feminine energy oriented, because you are able to let go and surrender and receive. The feminine is so much about allowing yourself to receive, and to receive without guilt, and to receive without clinging, and to love without attaching. And so by focusing on your gratitude, and by focusing on the things that are going well, and at the same time being in this co-creative process with the universe, where you know that no matter what, you're going to be okay, that the universe has a bigger and better plan. If you let it surprise you, it will. But you have things, of course, that you have the ability to control, like your thoughts, like your attitude, like your beliefs, like your intentions and your aligned action. All of that is under your control. So focus on that and let the how be up to the universe. Let the when be up to the universe. Let the where be up to the universe. If you think about when you met your best friend, or some of the most amazing things that happened into your life, I can tell you for sure that you probably would not be able to tell me exactly how it was going to happen before it did. Things happen in surprising ways, and in unexpected ways, and in interesting timings. And as hard as we try to control them and predict them, we don't have that ability. And so by being surrendered, and by trusting the universe and your timing and the way things are going to happen, you're going to be way better off. You're going to be less anxious, you're going to be less stressed, and you're going to be able to be in a higher vibration longer. That is all that I wanted to share on the topic of the law of detachment today. I hope that this empowered you. I hope this helped you understand different tools for manifesting a little bit better. I hope it helped you just understand why surrender is important, and also how to more tangibly do that. Because surrendering is hard. Surrendering is not the easiest thing, but maybe by understanding why it's important and different little hacks on how to do it, it'll become easier for you. So just remember that you deserve great things in your life, and you can start the process by setting intentions and aligning your actions with those intentions and focusing on the positive things in your life and trying to be a little bit more optimistic and grateful. That's within your control. And you should also at the same time leave room for the universe to surprise you, to reward you, and to take care of you. And you are capable of attracting without clinging. You are capable of setting intentions without over-controlling. And you are capable of wanting things to come into your life, and at the same time feeling like no matter what, you're going to be okay. I believe in all of that. And I believe all of that is possible for you, as it is for me and anyone else in the world, really. But all of this has to come from so much consciousness and so much, you know, self-awareness. So trust the process. And I would be so curious to hear what you guys thought of this episode. So if you enjoyed it, and if you have something that you're taking away, like a little one sentence that you are going to remind yourself of after this episode, go to YouTube and just type Inner Growth Podcast and leave it in the comments if you're listening on Spotify or Apple. If you're watching on YouTube, drop a comment. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe. I am really trying to grow in your growth on YouTube because it is my favorite platform. And it's also just so great for community. And I think for us to be able to have better conversations about the episodes that go live. So definitely that is the focus for me going forward. So it would mean the world to me if you guys subscribed. And also, if you are listening on Spotify and Apple, you can always turn the notifications on so that you know when a new episode is released. And with all of that said, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And remember that you are capable of achieving all the things you want for yourself in your life. And I believe in you. And I will see you guys next week with another episode. Until then, don't forget to water yourself. And bye for now.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.